telling somebody they need therapy and which kind. Hey, dude, you're crazy in the head. Get away from me and get some help. Okay, we've been married for 4 years. Either we get into marriage therapy or I'm out of here. Hey, you're my best friend. I have to tell you this. No one likes you. You're a pain in the ass. Get some counseling or your only friend, me, will be joining the ranks of the Not Friends With You Club. Is this how you'd like to be told you need some psychological help? I don't think so. I would want somebody to respect me and be honest. However, this is a very sensitive subject. So how do we let someone know they need to consider counseling, psychotherapy, etc.? And just what is the difference between counseling, a licensed social worker, psychologist, and all those other people out there doing everything from talk therapy to reenacting your birth, replaying your family members, pounding pillows, meditating together, speaking gibberish, and anything else you can think of? Before I explain the differences of therapies and licenses, I want to help you know how to gently nudge somebody in the direction of psychotherapy, and then I will explore which kinds. First of all, consider the relationship you may have with the individual you want or feel may need help. If you're a good friend, then you may begin by explaining how you deeply care for and have respect for that person. Therefore, you really want to be honest with them. You have a sense from what they're saying to you or by their behavior that they're having problems that you yourself are not equipped to handle. A professional is more experienced to do just that. And then you can help them find somebody. If they get angry, then back off, explaining this is not a criticism. If you suspect ahead of time anger may come up, do a little research on the computer on why one goes to therapy and the benefits of it. Be ready to give it to the individual. If anything, he or she will feel your concern. If you're not that close with the person, it may not be in your best interest to tell that person and find somebody who can. Or if it's an employee, then it is your job to do so if the problems are interfering with work. You do the same thing as above, leaving out the part of being a friend, and do it out of respect that you don't want their work to suffer. The most important issue to consider when telling somebody this is that the individual is going to be embarrassed. Psychotherapy for many people means that the individual is screwed up and needs to be fixed, and they should be able to do it alone. Try to let them know that we don't always do everything alone. We are a species that requires others to help us. We're not meant to be alone, and we have to have help. To ask for help takes courage and strength, contrary to how many are raised. So finally, you get your friend to admit he or she needs help. So where do they go? And what are all these initials after their names in the phone book? LCSW, LISW, PhD, MSW, MFT, LMFT, MED, EDS, LPCC, PSID. And what's a counselor, social worker, psychotherapist, psychologist, psychiatrist? There's too many choices. People give up. A counselor is usually more of an advisor and does more brief treatment. There's no license in California for a counselor. An LPCC is a license in other states for licensed professional clinical counselor and is very similar to a marriage and family therapist, MFT. MFTs work with families and they work on relationship issues. A psychotherapist, on the other hand, can be someone with any of the initials who has a license in California. A social worker has a graduate degree that takes 2 years after they get a BA. The licenses can be LCSW, LISW, which is actually more difficult, and MSW. A social worker may continue on for a PhD in social work. However, there's no license in social work as a PhD. Social workers generally are more community-oriented. However, they may also have decided to train as an independent clinician. PhD and PsyD have a higher degree in psychology. After earning a BA the first 4 years, they have another 4 years, including an internship of 1 year. And then after graduation, to earn a license as a PhD or PsyD, they have to do another year of training called a postdoctorate. They have the most training. This does not always equal better therapists. It is always important for a potential client to interview several psychotherapists to see whom that individual feels the most comfortable with. I have a PhD in psychology. However, in the state of California, I'm not licensed as a PhD. My license is as an MFT. MDs have gone to medical school. And then if they're a psychiatrist, which is in the field of psychology, they do a special residency in the field of psychology, and they are called psychiatrists. They are the only one out of all of these different types of psychotherapists that can prescribe medication. I hope this is enough information. Please feel free to email me at KVMR if you have any more questions. Just don't email me telling me I'm crazy and I need therapy. I think I have already been in enough. From KVMR, I'm Dr. Josie Gibb, LMFT.